From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast podcast. I'm Star Sports editor Ryan Finley. We have a little bit of a one-off today. I'm going to play the radio interview that I did with Yahoo's Pat Forty Monday afternoon. Forty was one of the authors of the latest story that says Sean Miller has been subpoenaed in the upcoming federal trial. We talked to Pat Forty about what that means for Arizona, what that means for college basketball, and whether or not the NCAA has the stomach or the appetite to go after teams that break the rules. Take a listen. Welcome back to the Sports Exchange. I'm Ryan Finley, sports editor of the Arizona Daily Star, filling in for Justin Spears. He'll be back tomorrow. Let's go to the phones quick. Here we have Pat Forty. Pat Forty covers college football and basketball for Yahoo Sports. He, along with his colleagues Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel, have been covering the federal investigation into college basketball for the last year and a half. Today they reported on news that could significantly impact the Arizona Wildcats and Sean Miller. Pat joins us here on the Sports Exchange. Pat, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Great. Hey, Pat, what's the latest on this sort of ongoing story based on sort of what you've heard and what you guys published earlier today?
Yeah, what we reported today is representatives of Sean Miller and LSU coach Will Wade have been informed that they will be subpoenaed for the April 22nd trial. Into the college basketball corruption case, and they can certainly expect very aggressive efforts, I think, to put them on the witness stand under oath and ask them direct questions about their interactions specifically with Christian Dawkins and any attempts to use him as an intermediary in recruiting players. And I would think that we know that both those coaches are on wiretaps from the FBI, and we'll see if those end up being played in court.
Sure. You guys spelled out Sean Miller has basically three options here. He could testify, he could plead the fifth, or he and his attorney could try to quash the subpoena. What do you think is the most likely option at this point?
You know, I wish I were more of a legal expert, Ryan, and could give you a definitive answer on that. I don't know. You know, I am sure there will be attempts made to keep Sean Miller from taking the stand and testifying. You know, I think there were arguments in the first trial about the relevance of the wiretaps and some of the things that were said on it to the actual case, but this is a different case. You know, that sure. Case was more of arguing a legal theory. This is one where the facts are going to need to be established. And, you know, theoretically, I would think that those wiretaps would be much more materially important to this trial. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would anticipate there will be a legal argument made for why it's not relevant and why those coaches don't need to take a stand.
Sure. And at this point, I mean, they are going to trial. That is the plan. Dawkins has not indicated any real desire to plea, correct?
Correct. Yeah, no. Christian Dawkins has already been found guilty once. I don't think he has a lot to lose in this, and there's every indication that he plans on going forward, and this will certainly seems to be going to trial. Either that or there's some brinksmanship going on, but I think we're going to have a trial.
Sure, sure. Lots about Sean Miller in your guys' story today. What's life like if you're Will Wade? You have a pretty good basketball team, and you're on tape saying, let me close the door so we can talk about how we're going to make this happen. What does this mean for them in the short term, do you think?
Yeah, it's a major complication there. I mean, certainly right. It's a complication for both coaches, but as you alluded to, you know, one team is having a great season, the other team is not.
Right.
And from an NCAA tournament perspective, this, you know, could be the proverbial distraction that coaches hate. It's a heck of a distraction, subpoenaed
sure.
and possibly going to the witness stand in a federal trial. So, you know, that certainly is looming over them. They're tied for first in the SEC right now. They have beaten Kentucky and Tennessee, the other two teams they're tied with, so they're up in the tiebreaker. But their coach is having to answer questions about what he said on a wiretap.
Absolutely. Pat Forty from Yahoo Sports joining us here on the Sports Exchange. Pat, you guys use the word optics a handful of times in your story, and I think that's something we think about in Tucson a lot. If you're a university, the optics of having your basketball coach testify in a federal trial about corruption, are not good. How do you think these sort of academically minded administrators and presidents will respond to sort of that possibility?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of reaching the apex of bad publicity over this whole thing. It's been bad publicity for 18 months now, but it could be getting worse soon. And I don't know that there would be a lot of presidents, regents, whatever, who would be, overly thrilled with the idea of having a coach having to try to explain his way out of why you're having these conversations with Christian Dawkins on a wiretap.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are solutions out there that would make that problem go away quickly, as if Sean Miller's the former coach of Arizona when he takes the stand, or if he takes the stand. Will it come to that? I can't say for sure, but I would think that there certainly are forces that are at work trying to figure out if that's the best option for Arizona.
Sure. Your story raises, I think, a great point, Pat, that this trial could expose basically how the sausage is made from a recruiting standpoint. Will that hurt college basketball?
I think it may hurt it in the short term and help it in the long term.
Okay.
I have been in favor all along of let's throw all the sausage on the table. Let's air all the dirty laundry. Let's see exactly what's going on. And there was plenty of dirty laundry that was aired in the first trial.
Sure.
It just wasn't the coaches themselves sitting on the stand or the coaches being heard on wiretaps that I think this trial may give us that additional level of firsthand involvement. I made an argument to the NCAA. It was interesting. And I guess it was June 2017,
mm-hmm.
Time flies, that in a meeting at the NCAA, that the biggest problem the sport has is people don't trust it. They think it's a dirty sport. Mm-hmm. And then all this blew up like 3 months later, and I think that just underscores the point that this is how things have happened. This is what has gone on. And if you want to restore some credibility, you better get to the bottom of it and then start over, basically, so to speak. And I don't know if the NCAA has the wherewithal or the time to investigate all of it, because
right.
There's so much of it. But I think there has to be some major investigations that lead to some major sanctions before we can start this building this thing over again.
Does the NCAA have the desire, though, to do that? I mean, do they want to take – I mean, you look at the programs associated with all of this, Pat. I mean, it's Kansas. It's Arizona. It's Louisville. It's all of these schools. Does the NCAA want to publicly flog – some of its best member schools to make a larger point?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. We're talking about national championship programs and programs that have been at the forefront of the sport for a long time. But mm-hmm. I do think there is an appetite to go after it. I really do, because I think that the NCAA's credibility is foremost at stake here, you know, because the reputation has been set that the NCAA can't or won't. And if they want to refute it, there's only one way to do it. That's to go take down these programs that are, if they're not caught red-handed, they're out there pretty close to red-handed. And if you don't take them down, then what does that say? And then, if there's no reason whatsoever to trust fair play, then you might as well just plow the whole thing over and let's just not play college basketball at this level.
Absolutely. Pat Forte covers college football and college basketball for YahooSports.com. He and Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel had a great story today about Sean Miller getting subpoenaed. Pat, thank you so much for joining us here on the Sports Exchange. I appreciate it.
Hi, Ryan. My pleasure. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Pat Forte with some insight, and he makes a very good point, which is at some point the NCAA, I think, TC, needs to stand up and say, we're not going to have this happen. I mean, fair play has been breached, let's say. I'm surprised that there hasn't been, I guess, more, they haven't been more aggressive in all of this, but I also understand that they're waiting on what is a federal investigation. And I think a lot of Arizona fans probably confuse the relative silence of the last 6 months for the fact that the story or that this case was going away, and that in reality, we're all just dealing with sort of the federal government's time frame. And the federal government does not work quickly. The federal government is deliberate. The federal government doesn't lose a lot either, but they're very deliberate. They take their time. And I think what we're seeing in this case is, even in the span of whatever it is, a year and a half, The problems facing Arizona and the problems facing college basketball are still very much there. They have not gone away just because Sean Miller said that he had been or will be vindicated. There's still a lot more to talk about in this ongoing federal case.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.